Say it with me again. Give to God the things that are God. Say it with me again. Give to God the things that are God. Okay, that begs the question again. What belongs to God? What belongs to God? Anybody know the answer? Everything. God owns it all. You saw the video which said it all belongs to God. From our pizza to our house. It all belongs to God. How do we know this? Well, we can find in Psalm 50 these words. One of my favorite passages of Scripture. For every animal of the forest is mine, God says, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird in the mountains and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. It all belongs to God. We own nothing, folks. We may think our name is on the title or the deed, but it really, truly belongs to God. Maybe an illustration might be in order here. Everybody take a deep breath. Exhale. Take another one. Did you know if it were not for God's grace, you could not breathe? God's grace is like the air that we breathe. If it were not for God and this creation, we would not be able to survive. All of you woke up this morning, right? We all woke up, and guess what? God gave you another day. It was a gift handed to you. When the sun came up, God says, here's another day. Be blessed. And so we are to use every breath to serve God. We are to use every day to serve God, because it all belongs to God. All we have and all we are and all we do must be used to serve our God. For you see, stewardship is not all about money. It is about caring for the things that God has entrusted to us. The world, the creation, our children, our time, our talents. Yes, our gifts, our money, and our serving, all belongs to God. Money is only a small part. But how do we use these things to serve God? We shared it with the children. We share with God our love, our faithfulness, our prayers, and our service. All belong to God. Now, we're not having a stewardship campaign this year. The leadership of the church felt that 3 or 4 weeks talking about stewardship, talking about money, was too much. I said, okay, we're going to do one stewardship sermon. It's going to be in November. And we're going to talk about money one Sunday. But later on this week, every member of the church is going to get a letter. And that letter will talk a little bit about the giving for the coming year, and every letter will include a commitment card, a pledge card, if you want to call it that. And it's just like last year's. It says on here, we thank you for your faithful support of Bethel Church and its ministries. To support our 2011 budget, you will find several options below from which to choose to indicate your giving preference. If you have any questions, call the pastor or the treasurer or the finance chair. And you can indicate on there how much you believe by faith that you can give towards next year's budget by the week, by the month, or by the year. Just put your name on there, and we'll keep this, put it in your file, put it on your account, and remind you from time to time how you're doing on your pledge. Remember, a pledge is not a guarantee. It is a promise. It is a hopeful, faith-filled promise that you'll do your best to support the ministries of Bethel Church. You all know we have a $500,000+ budget, don't you? You saw that last week at the church conference. We did a little simple math this week talking about what does that look like in dollars and cents on the individual level. Well, if you take $500,000+ and you divide it by the 300 giving units, and a giving unit is a family, it comes out to about $30 a week, $32 a week per family. That's not a lot of money, but if everybody gave equally, we'll be able to meet our budget with no problems at all. The problem is that not everyone pledges. Only about 40% last year pledged to our budget. We'd like to see the pledges a little higher. How would you like to have a business that knew it was only going to get 40% of its money to operate from? I guess the other part, the other 60% is faith. And we do manage to meet our budget usually from year to year. So I'm appealing to you, the people of God, to think about your commitment, to think about whether you're working towards the tithe, the 10%. And of course, if you have any questions about your giving, please call me, call the treasurer, call the finance chair. I'd be happy to talk to you about it. But just remember that your giving, no matter whether it's great or small, has nothing whatsoever to do with your standing before God. Did you know that? Your giving does not affect your relationship with God whatsoever. What God cares about is your heart. What God cares about is your heart, your life, not your money. God does not need our money. God owns everything anyway, doesn't he? He owns the money. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. But what he wants, more importantly, is our lives, our heart. I really, truly don't care if you tithe. Yes, you heard your pastor say, I don't care if you tithe. Because you know why? It's more important that your heart belongs to God and not your pocketbook. It's wonderful if you tithe. And that should be our goal. But it's not the most important thing. God wants our hearts more than anything else. You see, ultimately, financial stewardship, all stewardship, is about transformation. It's about transformation. It's not about the money. For you see, in Christian stewardship, we know and acknowledge that everything belongs to God. And we are called to manage and care for all that God has given us. And he's given us so much, hasn't he? In our United Methodist Church, when people join the church, they say that they vow to support the church with their prayers, presents, gifts, and service. All these things are part of stewardship. But we cannot serve God. We cannot be good stewards unless our heart has first been transformed. And even in the act of working towards our goals, our financial goals with the church and our giving, transformation is a process. And we grow. It's a statement of faith. And it's one tangible way that we can show how we're growing spiritually. Say it with me again. Give to God the things that are God's. Say it again. Give to God the things that are God's. Folks, the question is, have you given your complete self to God? Have you given your heart totally to God? Or, like many people, have you compartmentalized your life? Well, this is my social life, and this is my work life, and this is my church life, and this is the part that belongs to God. Not this other stuff. Doesn't work that way. You see, God owns all the parts. You belong to God. Everything you have belongs to God. Your job, your cars, your home, your children, your time, your commitments. The question is, have we given our hearts to God? If we could fit ourselves into this offering bag, that's what God's looking for, is our lives. Have we committed our lives to Christ, to God? Because if we haven't, none of this makes any sense at all. But it's about being transformed. And then that transformation is our whole attitude towards giving, our whole understanding of what's important, what's really important to God. And it's not your money. It's your heart. Let us pray. Now, Lord, we come to a very important time in the life of our church. We come to a very important time of the year where we are all asked, including this pastor, to make a commitment, a pledge for the coming year. Lord, you know how difficult times have been the last 2 years. Many of us are still suffering the consequences of foreclosures, of overdue bills, of not being able to make other financial commitments. And we get that. And you understand that. But Lord, as people of faith, as people of God, help us to truly discern wisely what it is you would have us to give in the coming year. And I pray, Lord, that we can stand here next Sunday with a basket overflowing with orange pledge cards, 100% participation, and be able to say, yes, Lord, we'll do our best with your help. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to give not only our money, our gold and our silver, but also our hearts. And I pray that every heart here today is totally and completely committed to God through the power of the Holy Spirit in service to your kingdom. We love you, Lord. We thank you for blessing us with so much. Now let us show our faith and bless you with our giving. Amen.